right, all right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Liz, coming to you live each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you all had a blessed day, and if you didn't, God is still God no matter what. All right. It has been an awesome, awesome, awesome blessed day, and hopefully y'all, everyone had a great day. And I mean, everybody should have had a great day anyway. Just by the mere thought that God gave us a gift. He gives us a gift every single day. We can open our eyes and see another day. So I'm definitely thankful for everyone tuning in tonight. Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all. We post, share, send, tell someone, tell friends, you know, listening to the stuff. Well, let's jump right on into it. Hopefully everybody had a blessed Christmas. And if you didn't, you know, just be thankful that you were able to see another day despite if you didn't get anything. Because at the end of the day, it's not about getting gifts. It's about, you know, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins. So I'm just thankful for that, period. That was a blessing. You know what I mean? Just to have salvation. Oh, my goodness. So much turmoil. So much turmoil in the world. And it's just time to unite for peace and love. I mean, we need it. Definitely need it. It seems like it's so much, just so much going on all over the world. Just like the lady I spoke to at the Department of Justice, she said the same thing. Everywhere is corrupt, and there's always something going on somewhere. Which is true. I mean, we were born into a world of sin. But this is exactly why, you know, the prophecy has to be fulfilled, because God is definitely not happy. This is not what he wanted for us. He wanted us to be fruitful, to be loving, to be kind, to, you know, look out for one another, especially if even if it's your enemy. If they need bread, feed them. If they need water, give them something to drink if they're thirsty. You know, you can definitely, that's one thing I definitely have to say, because I've known several people, but the main thing is, definitely have to be able to have a forgiving heart. And it's hard. I know it's hard sometimes, but, I mean, for your own salvation, for your own soul, please learn to forgive. Because it's not, it doesn't feel good when you walk around with a chip on your shoulder or you're angry all the time. If you release that anger, oh, my goodness, and allow God to shine that light on you, it's nothing like that peace and that joy. I'm telling you from my own personal experiences. Because trust me, I've been wrong. I've definitely been wrong. We, you know, have done wrong. I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner saved by grace. So I don't claim to be perfect at all. I just walk and talk a different talk since I got saved. But let's jump right on into it. Time to unite for peace and love. The Delaware women, they're supposed to be marching in Washington, D.C. for unity. And that is coming up on the 21st, when Trump is his presidential inauguration. They will be marching following the inauguration. They'll be marching for the Women's March on Washington. And pretty much it's just like it's a bold attempt to send a bold message to the administration, the new administration. Because, I mean, during the whole campaign and post-campaign and post-election, it's been so much divisiveness. I mean, and it just felt like the country
was going backwards. You know what I mean? Like we were, like it was reminiscent to the Civil War era, Civil Rights era, excuse me. And the march, it's the march of unifying, you know, unifying people. Anyone who has felt as though they've been marginalized, or you know, they're against hate, or if you're against injustice, and you stand for human rights and you stand for women's rights. Go support the march. Go out there and march January 21st after President elect inauguration. That's something I definitely have to think about. Definitely have to think about. Yeah, I'm all for women's rights and human rights. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, everything's not for everybody. You can always make a statement and make a difference some type of way. But it's a good thing to hear that they're going out there for a call. You know what I'm saying? They have to put their voices in the forefront. They can't keep ignoring their voices. Somebody got to be hearing this. Just like me. See? That woman said the same thing I said. Somebody's got to hear my voice. I have to be hearing sometimes soon. Can't keep ignoring me. That's for sure. Now, I want to know what in the world is going on across the U.S. They had a brawl, a bunch of brawls across the United States of America. What in the world is going on with these children? This younger generation is off the hook. They're off the meat rack. They're off the chain. I don't know what to say about them. I'm just like, look, if us as parents, if we know our children are unruly, then they don't need to be going nowhere and doing nothing. Straight up. It's time for us to start buckling down on these children, and if they feel as though they're bored and they want something to do, that's fine. Go clean your room. Go. Not even clean your room. Find some chores to do. You got to teach them how to clean someday. Sometimes, so why not start at a young age? So that way they don't be running the streets. Because that's not cool, always up and down, on the road. Because that's how they're going to be when they grow up. They want to be on the road. They got to be on the go. It's a cycle. So you might think it's cool, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just not. And I know it gets on your nerves because it gets on my nerves. So I speak from experience when I say that. So I had to break them out the habit of that. For the simple fact is, just straight start saying, no, not going nowhere. Don't ask. I'll let you know. Because they just felt as though they were supposed to go. No. We have our responsibilities that's important that we need to do for our children, and our children have a responsibility that they have to do for themselves, not for us, but for themselves, because at the end of the day, you're trying to train them and teach them how to take care of themselves when they get older as well as others. So we just have to, you know, we got to get a grip on these children. I mean, even where I grew up had a fight. I was like, what? When I seen this at Elizabeth, New Jersey, I was like, shut the front door. Like, what in the world is going on? Like, you have, you have a Colorado, you had Tennessee, North Carolina, New Jersey, and Texas. I was like, Lord have mercy. It don't make no sense. And in Jersey, they thought that they heard gunfire, but it was a chair that fell on the floor during a fight. So they had everybody locked down. Didn't go nowhere. think of nowhere. But these children, our new generation, they're so consumed of looking and listening to the rappers and the R&B singers and stuff, but they're not putting out no positive message. Every single message that they're putting out is negative, telling the children when you're singing these songs. What are they telling them when they're singing these songs? How to have sex, how to go smoke the weed, how to go pop the pills, how to go drink and be, you know what I'm saying, always have liquor. Yeah, that is definitely not cool. That message right there, I mean, but that's the message that they send out when they see this, the rock bottles, and they popping in the club and they doing this. It's like, yeah, that's how I want to be when I grow up. But in reality, no. No. That is not cool and it's not acceptable. And you know what? I struggle with it myself because I have my 14-year-old daughter. My 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, she wants to be a lyricist when she gets older. She wants to learn how to, you know, be in a booth and stuff like that. So I'm just like, you know, we have to be behind our children 110% of what they want to do. So I'm definitely behind my child, but I just pray and I keep praying that she use it for his glory and just save as many souls as possible with her gift. So we definitely have to, we just got to get on the ball straight up. And I say we before myself because, like I said, my 14-year-old mentor, John Porter, she pretty much, you know, went through, she went through a lot. She definitely went through a lot, but, you know, thankfully, guys, she is still here to tell the story about it one of these days. Because it's definitely cold out there in the streets, and nobody wants to be in those streets. So, definitely got to be. Definitely gotta be cautious. And let's move on along. Speaking of being cautious, social media sites. Oh my goodness. Now you have so many people joining and doing different things, but definitely have to be mindful with our children when it comes to these cell phones, these tablets, these just everything. Anything that is electronic that they think they can access the internet with, then please be mindful. It's very important. Because a lot can happen. The web is very scary. Just like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about a young lady in Texas, and she was cyberbullied, and she was just cyberbullied so bad that she killed herself in front of her family. If that is not heart-wrenching, I don't know what is, you know. But that is what I call a shame. That's a shame. It's just a damn shame. It should have never happened. It should have never happened. She was beautiful, too. But I've had, unfortunately, things like that happen on a daily basis. So it's pretty much out of my control. So I just urge you. That's what I'm going to say. I had to pick and choose my words just now. I urge you to I urge you to just do what you have to do, monitor your children, because it's very, very important that they are monitored. But the simple fact is, please, just do what you got to do. I don't want to tell anybody what they have to do with their kids, anything like that, but I know mine, yeah, that's not going down. Straight up. Definitely not going down. So, I mean, and definitely have to
you know, just keep a close eye, a close watch on them to see who they're speaking to and how much they're speaking to. They speak to a whole lot. Red flag. Definitely red flag. So just be cautious. I can't stress that enough because, like I said, my 14-year-old daughter, she went through the whole social media ever. And that's how she got caught up because of social media. So social media, it can be a good thing and it can be a curse. So just depends. Just depends. Definitely want to keep you informed about what's going on in Delaware.
I have not heard from the Attorney General's office concerning the voter's registration card that was sent to my home for my daughter. My 14-year-old daughter. She received one during election season, and I mean, nobody had any answers. I kept pressing. I'm still pressing. I'm in the process of finishing up a letter for them, keep them to them, to find out what is going on. That's how you know Delaware corrupt. When they just send a 14-year-old child a voter's registration card, and she's nowhere near 18.
So, speaking of Attorney General's office, Brad Eby. Now, I've been talking about Brad Eby. Brad Eby resigned from his position at Cape County Levy Courthouse and effective immediately on December 26th. He became the deputy chief or deputy director, something like that, He became the Department of Justice Deputy Attorney General. So he's the Department of Justice Deputy Attorney General in the Civil Rights Division representing the Delaware Department of Transportation. And he has to go before a special election. And he's going to see. Definitely going to see. Now, moving on, definitely want to talk to you all about, that's the real thing. And most people are not aware of it, but I need for y'all to be aware of it. For the simple fact is, it's happening right here under our noses. Right here under our noses, it's happening. I mean, even with my own daughter, it transpired and it happened. So, just gotta be cautious. You gotta be safe. That's one thing. When you're fighting for what's right, you can't never worry about it because at the end of the day, God got your back. He's your defense in battle, and you have your armor on. That's one thing you got to remember. Every time you get up in the morning, you get yourself together, you say a prayer, read your Bible, you put on that armor before you go out into the world. Got to stay prayed up, people. Got to stay prayed up. Got to pray before the storm. Can't wait for the storm to come and then start trying to pray. It don't work like that. Straight up. It does not work like that. And some people think it does, but sorry for ya.
Not at all, not at all, not at all. Definitely a blessing to, definitely a blessing to hear from you all. And I appreciate your listening. But this team is fantastic. Let's see. It's all I can say is definitely real. I mean, they have an article on it online. All you gotta do is type in human sex trafficking and an article that's on Delaware online. Yeah, it'll come up. So, like I didn't hit the button. Lord have mercy. Lord, see me down my ears. We have a need in Dover, in Delaware. We have a need in Delaware, and it's to help others. It's been laid on my heart for so many years just to put together something to help other people. All I want to do is just give back, give back, give back, give back. So I just want y'all to carry away with y'all. You know, it even though it's the season, throughout the holidays, it's always someone less lesser than you are. So, you know, everyone has to do their part. And, you know, just try to humble, just try to get our kids on the right track and buy just everything needs to be tightened up, period. Sometimes you got to take your heart, sometimes you got to take your heart out of the situation and look at it for what it is and get it done, period. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. Because time is of the essence and it's time is now, period. It's just too much going on in the world. You just sit there and sit back and look comfortable and don't do anything. I mean, if you're not doing anything, then you're just part of the problem, period. That's how I feel. It's just too much going on. Why sit around and not do anything about it? That makes no sense. It's time to start taking action. Gotta start taking action. Taking action. You know, so saying, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be held responsible. I'm going to be responsible for my community that I live in. Let me go volunteer at Meals on Wheels, or let me go do this. Let me go do that. Got to do something. Can't do nothing. Well, you can. But, I mean, how would you feel if you did absolutely nothing? Yeah, it's been a long, long, long day. Very long, but that's all right. I'm just thankful that I made it through. Lord, I made it through. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But I just pray that, you know, with everything I said, that you be encouraged and that you still try to, you know, still pray for your, even your enemies. Just pray for them. Pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. The last thing. Pray for them. Very important. So, with that said, I'm not going to tear your head off too much or be in your ear too much. It's almost about that time for me to go ahead and get my long-winded behind off this thing. So, you beautiful, 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 beautiful people. Y'all have a blessed evening. I love you, and God bless you, and a happy New Year to you all. Mm-hmm.